Best practices for thermoregulation in reptiles. Best practices for thermoregulation in reptiles are crucial for keeping your cold-blooded friends happy and healthy. In this article, you'll discover how to create the perfect temperature gradients in their habitats, why it matters, and how to maintain ideal humidity levels. With simple tips for monitoring and the right heat sources, you can ensure your reptiles thrive. Let's dive in and make your reptile home the best it can be. Understanding temperature gradients for reptile habitats. Why temperature gradients matter for reptiles. Temperature gradients are crucial for reptiles. These cold-blooded creatures depend on their surroundings to regulate their body heat. Without a proper temperature gradient, they can't thrive. Imagine a sun-bathing lizard. It moves between warm and cool spots to stay healthy. If it can't find that balance, it can become sick or even die. Reptiles need a hot area to bask and a cool area to retreat. This setup allows them to adjust their body temperature as needed. When you create a temperature gradient in their habitat, you're providing them with the freedom to choose their comfort zone. This is vital for their overall health and well-being. How to create effective temperature gradients. Creating effective temperature gradients in your reptile enclosure is simpler than you might think. Here's a step-by-step guide. 1. Choose the right enclosure. Ensure it's spacious enough for your reptile to move around. A larger space allows for more temperature variation. 2. Use heating elements. Place a heat source on one side of the enclosure, such as a heat lamp or a heat mat, to create a warm basking spot. 3. Add cool areas. On the opposite side, maintain cooler temperatures. You can use regular light bulbs or leave it uncovered for natural cooling. 4. Add substrates. Different materials can help retain heat. Use sand or gravel in the warm area and something cooler like paper towels in the cool area. Here's a simple table to summarize the setup. Area, warm basking area, temperature, 85-95 degrees F. Purpose, for basking and absorbing heat. Area, cool area, temperature, 70-80 degrees F. Purpose, for cooling down and resting. Tips for monitoring temperature gradients in your reptile enclosure. Monitoring temperature gradients is essential. Here are some tips to keep your reptile's habitat just right. 1. Use thermometers. Place one thermometer in the warm area and another in the cool area to track the temperature difference. 2. Check regularly. Make it a habit to check the temperatures daily to catch any issues before they become serious. 3. Adjust as needed. If the temperatures aren't right, adjust your heating elements. Sometimes, a simple tweak can make a big difference. 4. Observe your reptile. Watch how your reptile behaves. If it spends too much time in one area, it might mean the temperature isn't right. Essential heat sources for reptiles. Types of heat sources you can use when it comes to keeping your reptile cozy. You have several heat sources at your disposal. Each type offers unique benefits, so it's important to choose wisely. Here are the main options. 1. Heat mats. Placed under the tank, they provide gentle warmth from below, mimicking the sun's heat. 2. Basking bulbs. These light bulbs provide both heat and light, perfect for lounging reptiles. 3. Ceramic heat emitters. Emit heat without light, ideal for nighttime warmth. 4. Heat cables. Can be wrapped around your tank or under the substrate for customized heating solutions. Heat source. Heat mats. Pros. Easy to use. Low cost. Cons. Can get too hot if not monitored. Heat source. Basking bulbs. Pros. Provides light and heat. Cons. Bulbs can burn out. Heat source. Ceramic heat emitters. Pros. Good for nighttime use. Cons. Requires a fixture heat source. Heat cables. Pros. Customizable heating. Cons. Installation can be tricky. Best practices for using heat sources safely. Safety is key when using heat sources for your reptiles. Here are some best practices to follow. 1. Temperature monitoring. Always use a thermometer to keep track of the temperatures in your reptile's habitat to avoid overheating. 2. Proper placement. Ensure your heat source is positioned correctly. For basking bulbs, place them above the basking spot, but not too close. 3. Use a thermostat. A thermostat helps maintain the right temperature, acting as a safety net against overheating. 4. Regular checks. Inspect your heat sources regularly for wear and tear. Replace any faulty equipment. How to choose the right heat source for your reptile. Choosing the right heat source can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Here's how to simplify the process. 1. Know your reptile. Different reptiles have different needs. Research your specific species to understand their temperature requirements. 2. Consider the size of the tank. A larger tank may require multiple heat sources to maintain consistent temperatures. 3. Think about your budget. Some options are more expensive than others. Find a balance between quality and cost. In summary, picking the right heat source is crucial for your reptile's health and happiness. By following these guidelines, you can create a comfortable environment that supports their natural behaviors. The role of humidity in reptile thermoregulation. Understanding humidity requirements for different reptiles. Humidity plays a crucial role in how reptiles manage their body temperature. Different species have unique humidity needs. For example, tropical reptiles like chameleons thrive in high humidity, while desert species like bearded dragons prefer drier conditions. Here's a quick look at some common reptiles and their humidity preferences. Reptile type: chameleons, ideal humidity level 60-80%. Reptile type: bearded dragons, ideal humidity level 30-40%. Reptile type: green iguanas, ideal humidity level 70-80%. Reptile type: corn snakes, ideal humidity level 40-60%. Reptile type: leopard geckos, ideal humidity level 30-40%. Understanding these requirements is key. If you don't provide the right humidity, your reptile can face health issues. Maintaining ideal humidity levels in enclosures. Keeping the humidity just right in your reptile's home is vital. Here are some best practices to help you maintain those levels. 1. Use a hygrometer. This tool measures humidity. Place it in the enclosure to monitor levels. 2. Misting. Lightly mist the enclosure daily or every few days, depending on the species. 3. Water bowls. Always have fresh water available. This not only hydrates your pet but also adds moisture to the air. 4. Substrate choices. Use substrates that retain moisture, like coconut fiber or moss, especially for humidity-loving reptiles. By following these steps, you can create a comfortable environment for your reptiles, helping them thrive. The connection between humidity and reptile health. Humidity is more than just a number. It directly impacts health. High humidity can lead to respiratory issues, while low humidity can cause dehydration and shedding problems. For instance, if your chameleon is in an overly dry environment, it may struggle to shed its skin properly, leading to discomfort and health complications. Understanding the seasonal changes can also provide insights into managing humidity effectively. Take it from those who have been there. When you see your reptile basking happily or actively exploring, you know you're doing something right. It's all about creating a space where they can thrive.